Yeah, this is the kind of lineup that we've kind of previewed in spring training for most of spring. Maybe the only difference is that Nick Madrigal is playing third base. And for today, that's really just a nod to Justin pitching and the left-hander and the rollover with the cutter on the ground ball and stuff, and a heavy right-handed lineup. So you're going to see Chris at third base a lot. But there's some pitchers that we will, and I think Justin is the main pitcher that it makes sense to maybe go a little more defensive, probably in a position that's going to get the most ground balls third base today.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's Craig Counsell. And you heard what he had to say, and I got to tell you, like, it's exactly kind of what we were thinking when we went through it. I didn't hear that before, so that's very interesting that he's that open about why he made the decision he made.
Smart move. I think you go into each game, and if you're going to have a designated hitter be, like, who's your best option at designated hitter? Basically, we're not quibbling over Nick Madrigal playing third base because he's a defensive liability. He's a strength there. Essentially, Madrigal played instead of Garrett Cooper, correct? That's probably the DH that we thought would be in the lineup, Christopher Morel being at third base. They opted to go with defense, so it was maybe Madrigal over Cooper in that scenario.
Sure.
Which makes a lot of sense, and certainly then when Mastroboni came into the game, he makes a nice play at third base. Christopher Morel, his bat has got to be in there. He got on base. He almost won the game with a grand slam, so I think Craig Counsell went into it expecting that, and it's hard for me to find fault with that decision.
Let's get to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. Kevin is in Palatine. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys. David, you might not find fault with it, but I absolutely, and I'm so upset Dustin isn't here today, because that was a David Ross special yesterday, and I'm just going to tell you, there was nothing. Why on earth did he bring Almonte in after Merriweather? Why did he not bring Leiter in? So here's the thing, when you're an $8 million manager, you have to be questioned. There is no ramp up. There is no, let him get his bearings. He makes $8 million a year. There's going to be, like, Ron on the south side has your picks in a safe. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm keeping a ledger, and that is an absolute manager loss yesterday.
How
and
so?
I don't care. I don't
because
care what
of
say
third
about
base?
Magical.
Is that what you're saying?
100%. Garrett Cooper should have been DHing, and Morel should have been in there, and that he made bad pitching decisions yesterday. Nice two walks by Smiley. He's going to be held accountable all 162 million, all 162 games for his $40 million. And that he had a bad day yesterday, period. That's the way I feel, and that's the way a lot of Cubs fans feel, because that was a badly managed game yesterday. Any game Madrigal starts is a loss ahead of time. Thanks, guys.
Kevin, that's crazy. Madrigal is going to start at third base a lot. I respect the fact that you had a problem with Almonte coming in the game when he did and not doing what he needed to do, but let's face it, Adbert Alzolay, to me, you got a chance to close out the game. You've got your closer on the mound, and he gave up a home run. I mean, Jankowski just nailed it. He got the best of him. It happens on opening day. Was that really a manager's loss yesterday? Did you look at it in game one?
I think it's interesting. He's saying that the lineup is the reason that they lost.
I know.
I don't know that I buy that. I mean, here's the thing. I like Garrett Cooper. I mean, isn't Morel a better hitter than him?
Yes.
He can't play. He's not going to play third base. So I don't know.
Kevin was basically saying Cooper should have been the DH, Morel at third base.
I know
the way
he's
that
saying
we were
that.
Prepared
I
for
know,
that.
But I just, mean, like we talked about, that you know, that with a guy, and you heard him say it that because of Justin being on the bump, they felt the better matchup was having Madrigal play third. So I mean, if you really want to blame that loss on the manager, then you ought to blame it on the general manager and the team president. You better blame it on Jed for not filling that spot. I'm being honest. If you felt like you had Matt Chapman there, would you have won the game with Morel at third?
I don't,
because you're blaming Madrigal for the loss.
But
what you're doing?
Yeah, I don't see the logic in that. I'm blaming the loss if we're assigning blame. I'm blaming the loss on the closer not closing. He was in a position, regardless of everything that happened to that point, you had a lead. You had your closer on the mound. You were ready to win the first game of a season that was very difficult because you lost your ace in the fifth inning. And Adbert Alzolay gave up a home run, and then you lost it in extra innings. So these things happen. Long season, and you lost to a good team.
312-644-6767. Chris is in Champaign. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to talk a little bit why I think Illinois is going to have a very good chance to beat UConn.
Oh.
First of all, Illinois is not going to be scared of UConn. They're just as big. They're probably the tallest team in the tournament. They're very experienced, and UConn's got a lot of good players, but I don't think they have a superstar. And in the tournament, superstars win the tournament, and we have one in Terrence Shipp. And we will rebound, and we will play defense, and we will not back down. And I think that they're going to push UConn to the end, and I think Terrence Shannon's going to win the game. That's what
that's possible. I'm just curious, Chris, do you feel any kind of – apprehension about Darren Shannon, just knowing what he's facing and where he's at in his life? Okay, we lost him. I'd be very curious. I'm not arguing.
I think you know the answer.
I think Terry's, yeah. Okay.
I think you know the answer.
I don't know the answer. That's why I asked the question.
We kind of know the answer. That's okay. I think UConn is going to be very difficult to beat. I just think you could be Illinois. You could be any team left in the bracket, and it would be the same story. UConn is going to be very difficult to beat. I picked Purdue, but I don't feel great about that pick, seeing how efficient and just dominant UConn has been.
I think that UConn has been the best team in the tournament.
Yep.
I do think, though, that Illinois, he's right about one thing, is they have a lot of experience. They've got a lot. They've done great in the transfer portal, and they've got guys that are old enough to not be intimidated by the moment that they're in, and experienced enough not to be intimidated by the moment that they are in. I just think if you watch these games, Illinois, I thought, played a great team game yesterday, and they moved the ball fantastic, and they got, you know, the open guy hit the shot. They did a really good job yesterday. Made the extra pass. They look great, and they've looked really good for a while. And this is a kind of, again, a big step up in class, and they need to play fairly perfect game. But I think that they're capable of playing at an even higher level. UConn hasn't shown so much as a chink in the armor.
No, not at all.
There's nothing about that team that makes you say, well, they don't have this or they don't. They're doing an unbelievable job of sharing the ball, of no one demanding to be the star of the team. They're playing team basketball as well as you can play it. They're really good. So I think it should be a fascinating matchup. And I picked Illinois before the tournament began, but if I were repicking it, if I were betting it, I would probably think UConn's going to win that game.
Yeah, they just have been offensively efficient, defensively dominant, and they're, you know, Danny Hurley is the coach that you feel like you trust now. Before he won a national championship, he was always like, oh, can he ever get to that point? But now he's got a lot of respect and he's got a lot of depth.
312-644-6767. We got Kevin putting that one on Craig Council. So what did you think of the new Cubs manager? Do you agree with that take? And do you wish Dustin was here today to comment upon it, too?